Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, so many conversations this week about different athletes and coaches. Are they going? Are they coming? Are they leaving? Are they getting fired? They signing new contracts. So it doesn't matter if it's Lane Kiffin or Giannis Antetokounmpo or Mike Tomlin. And we certainly got some news early this morning. We found out that Chris Paul was sent home from the Los Angeles Clippers. We know that this is going to be the final season of his career. Has he played his final game? What's next for the Clippers as they try to be competitive? I don't know how you do that with this aging roster. To talk about all things Los Angeles Clippers is someone who covers a team for The Athletic. Welcome back to the show, Law Murray. Law, how are you, man?
Man, I'm good. I ain't selling tickets, so I'm good.
You're not selling. Well, they got that new Intuit Dome, so Steve Ballmer has to think about it. Before we get right into Chris Paul, did you think that they would be this bad? We knew about the risks and the ages of these dudes, and we got Beal out with the hip, but did you think they'd be 5-16?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And the thing is, like, they made the moves that they made this offseason. They made sense in the context of why they lost in the playoffs. But the fragility of who they brought in, that was going to be something where it was like, all right, like, do you have the same energy to win the games the way that you won them a year ago? And I was like, I didn't. The reason they are this bad is because as good as that defense was last year, top three in the league, they're about that bad defensively this year. Mm. You know what I mean? You can talk about injuries. You can talk about certain guys not being available. If they defended with the same verb, the same energy as they did last year, maybe they're not, you know, maybe they don't have a winning record, but they're a lot closer to 500. And that is something that talent doesn't always speak to what's going on here. It's something deeper. Just like the departure of Chris Paul, while we're talking right now, it's something deeper than just a matter of, oh, he didn't play well enough or he said the wrong thing one time.
Well, we heard that Chris Paul apparently was just holding people in the organization accountable, not just the guys he has to watch on the court or sit next to the bench to, but apparently he hasn't had a conversation with Ty Lue in weeks. We know we really haven't seen him out on the court. Was there one specific instance, or has this been a situation, from your understanding, that's just deteriorated over the course of the season? I mean, the season, let's be real, it's, we're a quarter of the way through, but the season just started.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen this before with players not having, you know, the conversations or the dialogue that they'd want to have. I thought something was first up when Chris was not in the rotation earlier in November before Bradley Beal suffered his injury. And that was an arrangement that continued even while they learned more about Bradley Beal's severity of that said hip injury. I went to Phoenix, where I'll tell you one thing. Phoenix fans, they appreciate Chris Paul a whole lot more than they appreciate Bradley Beal. We heard that loud and clear. And so when I went there, Chris played in the first half off the bench. And it's not like he played poorly. But in the second half, Chris did not play off the bench. And then Chris did not play at all in the next five games. They were trying to have newer or younger players try and find their way. And I think when Teron is addressed about it, he's like, this was part of the conversation. Now, that speaks to the conversations even being needed. Some guys you can bring into a team, even at a certain part of your career, and it's like, you get it. You understand what the role is. You can just kind of roll with it. Chris Paul needed to be told, you're not starting. You started all 82 games with the Spurs last year. You're not starting. You might not play every night. I think those conversations are easier to accept if the team is winning and you feel involved. When your team is not winning, there's a whole lot of chatter. There's a lot of potential pointing fingers. I don't want to say that pointing fingers happen. We can reasonably say that pointing fingers happen. I'm just not here to like say that that was going on. But you are much less likely to be accepting of a role if your environment is not a healthy one. And it's not a healthy one for the LA Clippers. And I think that is the crux of this. There is one relationship breakdown that has cost somebody their job. It just so happened to be the relationship involving Chris Paul.
Law Murray is here with us, covers all things Clippers for The Athletic. Well, now we know Chris Paul has been sent home. They got to wait until the 15th to go ahead and trade him. I don't see why they would just dump him. What do you think the future is for Chris Paul? We know he wanted to be back in Los Angeles to be close to his family somewhere on the West Coast. With a battery now on his back, is there a possibility he may accept the move elsewhere so he can go out on his own terms?
I can't see Chris going out like this. I also can't see a clear spot for him. I don't think family can be a thing for the rest of the season, because you got to think about roster spots. You got to think about roster spots. You got to think about, like, you're not going to play for a team that actually has guys who can go. You know what I mean? Like, it's similar to what this situation was with the Clippers. It's like, it was worth it to not play as much for this Clippers team if it actually reached expectations. The Clippers won 50 games last year and the year before. You know, I don't think anyone who thought that the Clippers would fail or not be as good, I mean, shoot, y'all didn't think they'd be 5-15 through 20 games, you know? So the question is, where does it make sense for him geographically? Where does it make sense for him as far as how much playing time he thinks he should get? And where does it make sense for him as far as a team that can actually have a chance at winning? It reminds me of how I was talking about Russell Westbrook over the offseason. Well, Russ found a West Coast-based team that would play him. And that team is as bad as the Clippers as far as their record goes in the Sacramento Kings. Like, there's not a lot of chairs left, especially at this time of year. I'm not saying Chris won't find one. I'm just going to be very intrigued to see what that team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Actually is.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if he just never dribbled the ball in the NBA again. Well, that's on Chris's side of things. From the Clippers side, with as bad as they've been, with this aging roster, we can't trust Kawhi Leonard and his health. James Harden is still going out there balling at a crazy level. What can this team do? Is it not time to just maybe chop the tree down and plant a new one? What the hell can they do?
Pray. That's an option. You know, prayer doesn't always work for me. You know, I got to actually believe it. And that's the question I have with this team. I actually gave them some rope in November as far as, hey, look, Kawhi's got to come back. John Collins has to get used to the role that he's in. All of that. So your question is, John's been starting all month. Kawhi has been back for a week. He actually played 30 minutes. You know, it took them being down 38 and Kawhi pushing to finish the game with some level of respectability. You know, that final score does not look nearly as bad as how things were going Monday night. It's like, can you say, even though you're not scapegoating Chris, can you jumpstart yourself with a negative force out of the locker room, out of the situation? You're not forcing yourself to give a guy, you know, 15, 20 minutes that you didn't think was helping you win. I think that's a really crappy way of trying to jumpstart your team, but this team needs something. They can win 10 in a row and they'll still have a losing record. Okay, so it starts there. If you want a little bit of hope, it's that James Harden and Kawhi Leonard are healthy and playing at the same time and that they are on the road, embarrassed and ridiculed for a whole lot of reasons. This Chris Paul incident just adds to it. That's your jump start. You're just going to say they are way more talented than a team that should be losing 75% of their games. Maybe at some point they show it.
Maybe, possibly. Well, we know Steve Ballmer is always enthusiasm surrounding Steve Ballmer, whether he's defending himself or he's cheering the team on. There's always so much positivity. Is there any chance that in order to kind of rectify and fix this entire situation that he says, you know what, I like Lawrence Frank and, yeah, Ty Lue is cool, but one of the two of them got to go?
I don't see that happening. And when Lawrence Frank met with the media, he very much made it clear that Tyronn Lue is going to be the coach for a quote-unquote long time. And you know what? There's a contract that says that very thing. Tyronn Lue's contract goes through 2029. That also means that Tyronn Lue is signed longer than any of the players on his team, including stars, young guys, and anyone else. So, Tyronn has some, how can I say it? Tyronn Lue has some job security that some other coaches wouldn't have in this situation. And same thing with the general manager. So when you have that, you're basically saying, if the players, if the stars, if y'all don't fix it, y'all will be the ones to go. That is who I'm looking at first, because this isn't, the Clippers aren't everybody else. The Clippers very much will say they want to emulate the most stable organizations in sports. They have done that for the most part. Like, they've won, had a winning season 14 years in a row. That streak is in serious jeopardy now. But they also are expressing that they are going to stand for stability, even if it costs them some of the players that they're already planning on trying to replace in the next year or two.
It seems like it's going to be bad for quite some time before they turn things around. Law, is there anything else that we should know about the Clippers, this situation? We haven't heard anything about aspiration. They're not putting money under the table anymore. What happened to the investigation?
The investigation is what investigations do. They are ongoing. And when you have an ongoing investigation, that means that everything is happening under a cloud, which means anyone saying that this is rock bottom, this ain't rock bottom. There's still a whole lot more that could happen to make things more uncomfortable than they already
are. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Well, next time, if Steve Ballmer is potentially going to pay anybody under the table, make sure that you send some my way. Okay, Law?
Hey, man, I need my cut, too.
Of course, yeah. You can just make sure some comes this way. Them checks look pretty easy.
Only because it's the holiday season, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm like, hey, a check to do nothing. Sign me up. Why not? I just gotta learn how to not play basketball for a little while. Just like Kawhi. Law. Thank you so much. Please tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work. As it appears, things are gonna get very, very busy, and maybe not for the better in Clipperland.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to The Athletic. Like, they put me on, and I'm on social media at Law Murray the New, and that's pretty much it. I appreciate you having me.
No doubt about it. You have a great holiday if we don't chat. Law, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.